Thank you for joining us for Care No Matter What, the Planned Parenthood Arizona podcast. And now, your host, Ethan Cox, Director of Development.
Hello and welcome to the Care No Matter What podcast. This is a podcast of the Planned Parenthood Arizona, and we're so happy to have you here today. We have got a great, great guest and I think a really great conversation with Dr. Siri Williams, who is the Planned Parenthood Arizona Interim Medical Director. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here today, Siri.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So I'm going to do a short intro and then let's just launch into it.
Great.
So, Siri Williams is an obstetrician gynecologist who works at Planned Parenthood Arizona, providing abortion and family planning care, and as the interim medical director. She also loves delivering babies in her second job as an OB hospitalist at Tucson Medical Center, right across the street. Her clinical and research interests include public health, health policy and advocacy, and providing care for the underserved. Dr. Williams has been active in community service and recently served as a member of Work-Life Law's Pregnancy Accommodations Working Group in San Francisco, where she collaborated with lawyers, healthcare providers, and policymakers to prevent legal discrimination against pregnant women. Her published work has appeared in Obstetrics and Gynecology. She completed a residency in Obstetrics and Gynecology at UC San Francisco. During her residency training, Dr. Williams was selected for her clinical and leadership abilities to serve as chief resident. She was also inducted into the Gold Humanism Honor Society for exemplary efforts in humanistic patient care and stature as a role model to medical students. During her residency, Dr. Williams received the San Francisco General Hospital Julius R. Crevens Award and the James R. Green Award, both for clinical excellence. Dr. Williams earned her medical degree at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Tucson, Arizona, bear down, where she graduated with distinctions in community service and global health. She also holds a master's degree in public health from the University of Arizona Mellon Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health. Outside of work, Dr. Williams enjoys being a mom to her two young children, running, knitting, and literature. Welcome, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much.
So thank you for being here. And let's just start out with, beyond the many things that I just said, you just telling us a little bit about yourself what brings you to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. So I actually grew up in Prescott in Northern Arizona. And as a part of medical school or during medical school, I saw the Planned Parenthood that had been in Prescott close due to legal restrictions and the difficulty finding providers in the northern part of the state because of those restrictions. So I always knew from that point forward that it would be extremely rewarding for me to return to my home state and to help to kind of fill that gap. So it's always a goal of mine to come back here, and I'm so glad that I'm here. When I was in Tucson for medical school and undergrad at University of Arizona, I grew to really love Tucson, and so returning to Tucson to help to fill the needs of our patients here at Planned Parenthood Arizona seemed like a wonderful fit for me.
Well, I will tell you, Tucson needs you. I'm sure you know that there is a number of doctors in the U.S. who are really not willing to go into providing abortion care. What brings you specifically to this work? And I know you are passionate about what you do. Why?
Great question. So I chose to go to medical school because I was very committed to public health and to improving the lives of patients across the socioeconomic spectrum. When I was in medical school, I discovered that the part of medicine that I liked the most was providing care for people during these kind of threshold moments or transformative moments in their lives. So that drew me to obstetrics and gynecology, both to the delivery of a baby, which is a huge transformative moment in anyone's life, and also actually to abortion care, because in my experience, having an abortion is a transformative experience for the majority of patients who choose to have an abortion, and life feels somewhat different oftentimes thereafter. It becomes a moment where you can kind of hit the reset button for a lot of people, and where you can feel like, oh man, I just had a 10 or 15 minute procedure or took a medication, and all of a sudden the possibilities that I thought that my life held before this unintended pregnancy are back again. Now my life has possibility again. Essentially, I feel in my best days like I'm giving women their lives back in this short and simple procedure. And so that ability to participate in these huge threshold moments in people's lives, both through obstetrics and through abortion care, is what really drew me to the field.
I think it's easy to forget that while we are very fortunate to live in a country where abortion still remains legal, that if there's not an adequate number of providers, that legality really makes no difference at all.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for the work that you're doing and for stepping up.
Yeah.
What's one of the hardest or most challenging aspects of your job?
Mm-hmm. So a couple things can be difficult. First, while I just laid out all the positive and transformative things about abortion care, which I do see regularly, it's also, for most women, a sad day and a day that they didn't plan for in their lives. It's not anyone's first choice, really, to have an abortion. And so a lot of times in my day, I will have the majority of my patients who are very sad to be there. And I want to honor that for them and provide a space for them to honor their own emotional process around their abortion. And so if I have a day where the majority of my patients are very, very sad, that, of course, you know, I take some of that with me as well. And then I also find that the knowledge that a lot of people do not support my work can be difficult. I try to be very open and honest about what I do, and I really believe in the mission of what I do. I'm very committed to it. But after a long time, if I feel as though, you know, every time I take my kids to the playground and somebody asks me, oh, where do you work? I always say honestly and answer honestly, but sometimes I have a little bit of a toll in my outside of work life if people maybe prejudge me for the work that I do.
I find myself sometimes bracing myself when I answer that question because I do want to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm incredibly proud to work for an organization that has done so much good for the past century.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm keenly aware that there are folks out there that don't feel the same way that you and I do, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that for me, I get it that not everybody feels the same way that I do, and that's totally fine, completely fine. But I don't want to shut down relationships that haven't formed yet because of the work that I do. So that's the thing that makes me sometimes a little sad. And then especially if my children are involved and I think like, oh gosh, did my daughter just lose out on a friend because of where I work? You know?
Yeah. And the polarization in 2021 seems off the charts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you have a great day on the job, and I bet you have a lot of them, what most likely made it so great?
Yeah. So here at Planned Parenthood, the vast majority of my patients feel relief and very thankful after their abortion. And really just having a patient after the abortion saying, thank you so much for being here. And just really, I can tell that she means it from the bottom of her heart. And she, you know, a lot of times people will say, I was so nervous and that wasn't, you know, you made it a little bit better. That just one comment like that for the day and I'm all set.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Protesters. They're a fact of life in this work.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be quite aggressive and unnecessarily hostile. We see them almost every day here down in Tucson in southern Arizona. How do you handle that? And how do you help your staff cope with these folks? Because I imagine that it's not over for you or the staff the minute you walk through the door. Mm-hmm. You can still hear and see them.
I think that that's a great question. I think it's a work in progress, and we're all constantly trying to balance how do we stay true to ourselves while also honoring their ability to, you know, exert their First Amendment rights. I try to frame it in my mind as if I believed very, or when I believe very strongly in issues, that I do feel called to make my opinions known. And I just try to frame it as they're doing the exact same thing that I would be doing. And that's okay. If they become more hostile or, you know, more, what do I want to say? Scary, aggressive. Maybe? Yeah, aggressive or intimidating, maybe is a better way to say it. If they become more intimidating, then my ability to kind of give that grace of, hey, this is what I would do if I felt strongly, kind of starts to fade. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I feel like my blood pressure starts rising. And I just try to, you know, go in the building as quickly as I can, try to just put my mind on something else to the best of my ability. And for the staff, I really encourage the same thing, just kind of trying to, once we're inside the building, be like, hey, we're here to care for our patients today. And, you know, we don't have to think about what's going on outside. There are other people who it's their job in our organization to make sure that everything is safe and secure, and they can think about that. We don't need to think about it. Yeah, and I think if you came back and asked me this question in the future, I may have more techniques that I've developed over time. But for right now, that's how I'm handling it.
Well, and I know that for Planned Parenthood as an organization, preservation of democracy is so vital. Mm-hmm. And seeing those folks out there protesting reminds me that while I may not agree with their cause, I 100% agree with their right to be there doing exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it does become a fine line to walk. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy at the end of the day that we do live in a country where that kind of dissent is allowed. And I will say that 99% of the time, it is peaceful protest is what's happening there.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I have friends and family, very close friends and family, who believe very differently from me on the issue of abortion. And that's okay. And the ability to have a conversation and still love each other at the end of the day, that is what I think we should all be working towards. And so if I can start that a little bit by being kind and gracious to people who disagree with me, then that's what I want to do.
Absolutely. So one last question. You're more than a doctor at Planned Parenthood, I hope. Tell us about the things that bring you joy outside of work. And I'm guessing a lot of that centers around your family and your two wonderful children.
Yeah, it's true. So I have two kids who right now are still quite young. And I have been struck since I became a parent by how much joy that brings. And I think everyone who is a parent feels that same way. But for me, it's really been remarkable and almost unanticipated in terms of how much I enjoy just watching them grow and being with them and watching the funny things that they do. So that's huge for me. And that's where I spend the majority of my time outside of work currently.
Sure.
I also love to get outside and take them outside. So an ideal day for me would be like camping with them and with my husband. And the rest of my family, my sister, my parents, spending time with them, especially if we can do it outside, brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously living during the pandemic, our hands are tied with a lot of that stuff. So I think that we value it even more because of that.
Yeah, it's true. It's very interesting to have seen, living through a pandemic and all the restrictions that that has placed on life, to have seen the ways that, oh, actually, I don't really feel compelled to do a lot of the things that I was doing before. What I feel compelled to do is to spend time with my family and be close to them.
Yeah. What was all that meaningless nonsense that I was engaged in prior to 2020?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That being said, I am excited to see a movie in a movie theater again.
Oh, boy. I hear that so much so. I'm, you know, the craziest thing I think things that hit you are not being able to go to the county fair last year and probably not this year again.
Yeah.
You know, I love going to the county fair. It's such a great thing. So yeah, those little things that you just like, oh, that too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Williams. It was really, really great to have this conversation with you. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Planned Parenthood Arizona Care No Matter What podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, please rate and subscribe on iTunes. See you next time.